So what better than some reflections on the natural world? The Suffolk Wildlife Trust celebrates its 60th anniversary this year, and Rachel Banham has been speaking to its chief executive, Christine Luxton. Here's Dorothy to tell you what they talked about.
Suffolk Wildlife Trust's Living Landscape Vision is not just beautiful to look at, it provides food for thought for all of us on how we can help nature in the future. Christine Luxton, Chief Executive Officer at the Trust, says, "Nature has declined despite all our best efforts. And when we have these amazing nature reserves, which are these pockets of richness, but actually, we don't want nature to be stuck in those pockets. What we want is to be all around us and to be thriving where we live, and that's what that picture is trying to show." Christine explains that the Living Landscape, which has been published in the Trust's 60th year, is about living alongside nature, with nature in our towns and in our countryside. She says, "We're not saying about creating a place that is put aside for nature. It's just about people and nature living together and valuing nature and putting nature at the heart of the decision-making. That we, as society, either as individuals or councils or as government, embed nature and value nature into that decision-making, whether that be a big road-building scheme or a big planning development or just in the daily decisions we make around how we run our lives. How we manage our garden, how we manage our land, our businesses, and also how we farm. We're a farming county, and it's really important that we work together with our farmers to enable nature to thrive whilst we still have the responsibility for feeding the nation as we do." She adds, "Our real focus now, going forward, has got to be bringing back nature and everybody doing their bit." Christine says that we have to see the climate crises and the crises of nature as totally interlinked. "The biggest threat to nature is the change in climate, and we need to recognise that," she says. "This coming decade is a decade like no other for the Trust in terms of the sheer urgency with which we've got to tackle these crises. All the scientific evidence is that 2030 is a critical point. Fragmentation of habitat is another problem, and Christine says we need to embed nature into the daily decision-making that is made as a county." She says, "We can't keep thinking, well, we can just do this little bit of building or this road won't hurt. All these individual things taken in isolation collectively are the big threat, because we're chipping away at what is already a massively eroded and degraded natural world. That's where the collective thinking and the vision for living landscape, everyone doing their bit, is the critical thing." The Princess Royal visited the Carlton Marshes Nature Reserve in May to celebrate the Trust's anniversary and to mark the opening of the new visitor centre, Viewpoints and Trails, on the 1,000-acre site. "It was brilliant to have her to do that because, as a project, it's a nature reserve that we've extended to create a big nature reserve right next to Lowestoft," Christine says. She explains that throughout the pandemic, the Trust's nature reserves have been places where local people have gone for their daily exercise, for their retreat into the natural world. "They've been places that have really kept people going and given people solace and enjoyment and escape from the situation we've been in." Carlton Marshes, just because of its location next to Lowestoft, has played its part perhaps more than any other nature reserve. You literally can walk there. So it was really appropriate. That was the place that the Princess Royal came to. Last year's lockdown gave people an opportunity to notice the seasons in a way that our daily lives don't normally allow, and in turn became more aware of nature. Christine says the challenge for us now as a society is to hold on to that awareness and that connection, and to turn that into action for the natural world that we know is needed between now and 2030. To really address the crises of biodiversity loss and climate chaos that we have got to deal with, she says. "Wouldn't it be good if the tragedy of COVID that we've found ourselves in, if actually that became a springboard for society to redress the challenges that we have facing us so that we end up in a better place. Suffolk Wildlife Trust website, www.suffolkwildlifetrust.org.
Thank you, Dorothy. We've certainly learned to reconnect with the natural world during this pandemic, and when we hear of all the natural disasters occurring around us just now, we're certainly beginning to understand the importance of protecting that world.